This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli military says a ship has delivered 200 tons of food, water, and humanitarian supplies to Gaza, inaugurating a sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the humanitarian crisis in the enclave 5 months into the war between Israel and Hamas. The food on the ship was sent by World Central Kitchen, the charity founded by celebrity chef Jose Andre, and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Gaza's health ministry said on Friday that 149 people were killed over the past 24 hours, bringing to at least 31,490 the number of Palestinians killed in the war. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Trump White House official Peter Navarro asks the Supreme Court to stave off his contempt sentence. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Trump White House official Peter Navarro appealed to the Supreme Court to allow him to stay out of prison as he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Navarro is due to report to a federal prison next week to serve a four-month sentence. An appeals court ruled that his appeal wasn't likely to overturn his conviction for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The emergency application comes as the Supreme Court separately prepares to hear arguments on whether Trump himself has presidential immunity from charges alleging he interfered in the 2020 election. Norman Hall, Washington.
The European Union's executive arm has proposed sacrificing even more climate and environmental measures in the bloc's latest set of concessions to farmers, apparently bent on continuing disruptive tractor protests until the June EU elections. The move Friday has angered environmentalists across the 27 nations. The Commission proposed to further loosen rules imposed on agriculture, which they once said were inherent parts of the bloc's strategy to become climate neutral by 2050. The Commission claims that the overall goals that have made the EU a global green champion remain intact. Russia began 3 days of voting Friday in a presidential election that is all but certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule by 6 more years after he stifled dissent. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Voters are casting their ballots Friday through Sunday at polling stations across the vast country's 11 time zones, as well as in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Yulia is a voter from Donetsk. This choice is the future of our children, first of all, our future, and making the right choice is the most important thing. I believe that our republic is entitled to a dignified path, and choosing the right person is everyone's choice. The election takes place against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has crippled independent media and prominent rights groups and has given Putin full control of the political system. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Airport officials say a Boeing 737-800 was found to have a missing panel after a United Airlines flight arrived at its destination in southern Oregon. United Flight 433 left San Francisco at 10:20 a.m. Friday and landed at Rogue Valley International Medford Airport in Medford shortly before noon. Amber Judd is the airport's director. She says the plane landed safely without incident, and the external panel was discovered missing during a post-flight inspection. Judd adds that the airport paused operations to check the runway and airfield for debris, and no debris was found. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.